Roost in the building. You got three drinks over there. Got a cup of coffee, a cup full of red liquid.
Why is everything so big, though, Roost? Why don't you get a small cup of something?
B. Mitch, do I look like a guy who needs a small drink?
Yes.
Touche.
It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
Oh, man.
We're going to open those phone lines up.
Bruce, you definitely have open. I had to take that shot, though.
10 minutes. Bruce, how are you, dude?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We got a Hokie shirt on. Big win for the Hokies last night.
Yeah. Star running back, star defensive end. I don't know any of their names, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, BC came out like a bolt of lightning in the second half,
yeah,
though.
They
didn't they score three straight touchdowns?
Well, it was like 28-0, and then I'm bouncing around. You know, like last night there was just a ton of stuff on between the Mets game, the Yankee game, the hockey game.
The god-awful football game.
The NFL game.
Awful.
I mean, just a waste of time. But, yeah, it was 28-0, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And then it was the next thing.
It was definitely
like 28-7. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Virginia Tech finishes off. That kid can, I mean, you want to talk about somebody who is right up the draft boards because, you know, I mean, you put on a performance like that when everybody can see it. Granted, it's against Boston College. Boston College is plucky. Bill O'Brien's got them playing good. So that's, you know, that's good for him. I saw him in person couple of weeks ago against Rutgers, and he sure as hell didn't look that good, but he was impressive that day too. They should have won that game. That's a thing for Virginia Tech. They should have, you know, probably two more wins, and if they had two more wins,
that Miami
they might still
game
be in contention. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the right call, though.
That Miami game is just brutal loss.
Yep. For the right call at the end, though.
I didn't have a problem with that call, so I'm with you, and you know,
anybody that think it wasn't the right call, they just weren't.
Virginia Tech screwed themselves before.
You got to score when the kid has the almost pick six.
Yeah.
And then the offense, what did they have? First and goal, first and 10 from the 15.
Yeah.
You got to score there.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the call. Virginia Tech just didn't. Blew the game.
Well, in that Miami game, they ran a fake field goal.
That's when they didn't score on the pick six.
Right.
Was that the Hail Mary thing at the end?
The Hail Mary thing at the end is what B was talking about. But there were spots earlier. There was a questionable holding call, but that wiped out like a long 65-yard touchdown, by the running back. Why am I not remembering his name and I'm just calling him the running back? You know who I'm talking about. The kid that just dominated everybody last
night. That works.
Yeah.
What do you think for this week, Evers?
I think it's going to be closer than probably most people think. I'm not saying no people, but most people, I'm thinking the Commanders win, but I think it's going to be a little hairy, a little helter-skelter, a little bit more too close, too tight, whatever the hell I'm trying to say.
Too close for comfort.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I'm
not exactly an English major, nor am I a vocabularyist, nor am I a radio host.
Right there, dog.
Yeah.
Well,
good job by you guys on the Darryl Green interview. I was fascinated. I was wondering, you know, it was interesting listening to it because I didn't know what you guys asked and what you were going to ask. If you were going to ask about, you know, the current team and Jaden Daniels and Benjamin St. Just and all. I love the fact that it was just a peel back, and I think you guys made mention of it at the end, a peel back into, you know, what makes DG, and I don't know him very well. I've just met him a couple of times, you know, what makes him the kind of person that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I mean, when you can be probably an egomaniac if you wanted to be, he seems very much the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I like the fact that you guys are just like, I don't know if that was
lighten
the plan
it up a
or
little
not,
bit.
But yeah.
Try to make it fun.
I figure we'll go the fun route.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
We try to give you 4 hours of fun.
That's what this show is all about. That's what this show is all about. 4 hours of fun bags.
Oh, dog?
Whoa.
Fun bags are something else entirely.
Whoa. Where are you going with that?
Roost. Do you want the honor of introducing Jeff Walker's Week 7 hype song?
Mm. Sure.
This is like being the celebrity guest picker on game day.
I love it.
All right, you're up.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Week 7 Jeff Funny Walker hype song.
We could have won that game last week. We didn't make a play when we needed to make a play. Now my question this week is, who gonna make a play?
Who gonna make a play this? level nosebleeds.
Gonna make a play this week. That's week 7 song, baby.
Jeffrey, I like it.
Good shot, boy.
I liked the
way to go, Jeff.
Like the Jaden line, how you like broke the music up right there. It was kind of hot. It was a little different.
Yeah, shout out to my engineer on that. My boy LB thought he was like, yo, you gotta break that up. That's fire. And shout out to my dog Sean Minotti, man. We've been coming with the bangers, and we just gonna keep coming with the bangers.
There you go.
There you go.
And how can they get that, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff.
And make sure you always say that, brother.
Yep, it's dropping out on SoundCloud today. And week 1 through week 7 should be on all DSPs. That's distribution services by next week.
And I played the Jaden song for guys on Apple Music the other day. They were like, man, who is that? I said, one of our producers say, man, why is he on the radio working with y'all?
Tell them sign me, and then we gonna bring B. Mitch and Finley.
I don't think they could do that.
because we play your song. I don't know. I've been approached by more people trying to get me to play their music lately, and I don't have that ability.
We don't do that.
Just so everybody knows, it's not up to me. There's a lot of laws, and as much as I may pretend to play it loose with some of these regulations. Some of them you can't play it loose
you
with.
You may play it loose. You play all the looseness.
Hey, look, my advice to those people, just keep grinding. Somebody will play it one day.
Yeah.
What about when Rooster called him Jeff Funny Walker?
Funny Walker. Not Jeff Too Funny. Not Jeff Too Funny. Jeff Funny.
Rooster was good at the intro, though, outside of calling
him
funny.
I need to get him either on an intro or pitch a Rooster dropping bars.
That right, if you get that done, we got something going.
Dude, matter of fact, we gonna get that.
I want to see that.
Get Rooster to guest on a song.
It's done.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Phone lines that open. Press the button. Open these things up.
How you gonna get him to the studio?
He got a car.
Man, I don't think he can drive where you drive.